All right. Good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this gorgeous Saturday, June 1st, 2013. I'm not sure you're aware, but apparently Mother Nature has canceled spring and we have moved on just to right to summer. Last year we canceled winter and went right to spring and summer. This year we're canceling spring. So good news for golfers. Seems like we're in the clear here now, and good news for Long Islanders. We have special guests this weekend. Luke Knutson, the superintendent of Rockville Links, Golfville Links Club, will be joining me in a few minutes. I have a couple of announcements that I want to get through. I think are important for Long Island golfers. I hope some of you are making your way out to the Golf Week Amateur Tour Metro New York division of this amateur tour. It's fantastic. They have great events at Wind Watch Golf Club, Island Hills Golf Club, Old Vine Golf Club, Cedar Brook Country Club, Eisenhower Red Course. And at the end of this year, if you qualify, you can qualify for a Ryder Cup style tournament versus the Philly section of the Golf Week Amateur Tour. So that's a sort of a fun incentive to play on, not only to play on the tour, to sort of satisfy your competitive juices. If you're not one of those, as I like to call them, professional amateurs who play on some of the more elite or in the more elite tournaments, either through the LIGA or the MGA, there is a tour for the rest of us, if you like. So playing qualifying for a Ryder Cup type event is even more special, I think. And another note, South Shore Golf Demo Day at Timber Point on June 10th from 3 to 7. So that's always a fun thing to check out. I like demo days just because you have access to a lot of different manufacturers that maybe you don't necessarily get to try out in or out in space. As much as it's good to have the numbers, whether you're doing TrackMan or whatever the case may be, being out in the open and hitting golf balls and seeing the actual flight of the ball, sort of, you know, in different conditions, sort of is always helpful as well. So they're having a demo day at Timber Point Golf Club on June 10th from 3 to 7. Also, there's still volunteering possibilities or opportunities for the Walker Cup at the National Golf Links of America. Folks, if you're not going, at least try and get down there as a volunteer, or if you can do both, that would be even better. It's just if you love golf, if you love golf on Long Island, it's a must-see event. And none of these events happen without the good work and the good help of volunteers. So please look into that. There's a link. I have an article on my site on scorsiaonpar.com where you can sort of get involved, see how you get the layout of the National Golf Links, and there's links to the tickets and whatnot. Also, another great event, the Metropolitan Golf Writers Association will be honoring Paul Azinger at its National Awards Dinner on Tuesday, June 18th. At the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown. Another fantastic event. The Metropolitan Golf Writers Association is just spectacular. You can go on my website, and I'll have a link to that, and you can find out how to get tickets, usually through the MGA, and the person of interest there is Kate Keller, been a part of this show in years past. Also, just want to congratulate Rob LeBritz of the Glen Arbor Club for winning the Polo Met PGA Head Professional Championship. Score 3 under. Fantastic score in those conditions. And congratulations to Rob LeBritz. And finally, folks, Annie Park. If you don't know the name, I don't know if you've been following golf, because Long Island native of Levittown, actually, has been on a run that really you probably could say from last May. Last May, she played in the Nassau Boys High School Championship and not only won it convincingly, 8 under 134 score on the Bethpage State Park Red Course. Not only beat the 133 other male competitors, actually there was one other female competitor that was her younger sister, Alex, I believe her name is. And not only did she win that, but she also broke the scoring record. So Just a tremendous run that started in May of 2012 and has just continued. Graduates school early, goes to USC, and just continues this fantastic form of play. She was the, as a freshman at the at USC, she's the Pac-12 champion. She wins the Pac-12 championship, the NCAA West Regional, NCAA championship, and becomes Player of the Year and Freshman of the Year. And if that's not the, and just to have the icing on the cake, she just qualified for the 2013 Women's Open. That's going to happen right here at Sabanac on the east end of Long Island. So just an unbelievable run of good golf by Annie Park, and in the middle of all that, kind of scooted back home and went to a prom like every high school senior should do. So just a couple of things there. We're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we'll have Luke Knutson, the superintendent of Rockville Links Club. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015. 1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabiel has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
All right, we're back. Thank you for joining me this Saturday, gorgeous Saturday, June 1st, 2013. Glad to have the pleasure of your company. On the line is the superintendent of the Rockville Links Club, Luke Knutson. Luke, how are we doing, man?
Great, Anthony. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You got it. You got it. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going great. Just wrapping up our morning duties over here, getting ready for everybody to get out and enjoy this beautiful day.
I would assume that the Rockville Links Club will be quite packed this afternoon.
Yeah, it'll be a circus here today.
How does and I want to talk about, actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I want to talk about your daily duties, and we'll kind of get to that. You know, how did you get into the game of golf, and how did you become superintendent?
I just grew up playing the game, loving the game, and played in high school, and that led into a job on the golf course. Started out picking the range and doing work around the pro shop, clubhouse, and all that. When I was in high school, got that job because I was on the golf team. And then that led into working grounds in the summertime. And then originally didn't plan on doing it for a career when I went to Michigan State, and ended up switching over to it. And, kind of the rest is history, I guess.
Well, you talk about that history. Well, you know, what was the deciding factor? I mean, what did you major at Michigan State, what was the light bulb that went off kind of moment that sort of said, you know, I think I'm going to change up here and make myself try to make a living doing golf course superintendent work?
It was always kind of in the back of my mind. I just loved the job, getting up, being on the course every morning, being around the course, and it was apparent that that's what was for me. You know, my office is over 100 acres, you know. It's a beautiful thing to wake up to and come to every single morning, and it's something I always liked.
Do you think that that's a little bit, says something a little bit about your personality? Not only do you like to be outdoors, but that you're more of a person, you like to be behind the scenes. It seems like when people think about working in the golf industry, they want to be up front. Maybe they want to be in the shop, or they want to be a teaching professional. But you sort of chose the behind the scenes. Does that speak to the kind of person you are?
Yeah, I think to a point. I think all the superintendents kind of enjoy that aspect, and it's more of a team mentality and everything, working with your crew and leading the crew and doing everything that needs to get done, and taking on all those daily tasks that you need to provide that course. And it's just taking pride in putting a product out there that's for review every single day.
Absolutely. I like that. I like the way you put that, the team kind of mentality. How did you, so you go to school in Michigan State, you're from Michigan. How do you end up in Long Island?
Michigan State sets you up with internships, and they actually pushed me and set me up to go and intern at Deepdale while I was in school out here at Deepdale Golf Club. And that just worked out. I love the area. I ended up actually out of college getting a job at Oakland Hills Country Club in Michigan, and was there until a job opened up back on the island in Garden City, and I jumped all over that. I just love the area. Golf just, it's a different animal out here. You know, golf's looked at differently, and there's a lot of people that really network between all the clubs and everything here. It's not as spread out as you get in a lot of the other parts of the country.
So right. Let me see if we get this straight, though. Right out of college, you work at, you go to Deepdale, Oakland Hills, and Garden City. So that's sort of like a you know, like a top 10 list. You know, how does that happen? And how does that happen? Really, I mean, that's probably not very common that people kind of get that kind of setup coming right out of college.
No, it's not. It never was really planned. I didn't really ever have the goal of working at a top 100 or, you know, have that on the to-do list. Just, it just kind of fell into my lap and fell into place. Deepdale was just handed to me because they called up Michigan State asking for another intern. I happened to be looking for an internship, so I set it up and we did that. And then Oakland Hills, we actually did some mock interviews at school. And I happened to be paired up with Steve Cook and while I was still in school and was offered a job. So I couldn't really turn down that opportunity.
Some of us not in the green section of the golf industry, tell everybody who Mr. Cook is.
He's one of the bigger names in our industry. Very good superintendent. He's a certified superintendent and also a master greenskeeper, which is your certification overseas in Europe. And you know, hosted PGA Championship, Ryder Cup at Oakland Hills.
So it doesn't get any, to get hooked up with him. It's like I don't want to say the Godfather, but I mean, you're hooked up.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a great guy to be associated with, and just a great guy to work under. I was only there for a year, but you learn a lot just the way he manages and runs things.
Well, I wanted to touch upon that because then you jumped to Garden City, which is another phenomenal place. What did you, so you're, you know, sort of wet behind the ears coming out of college, and you go from Deepdale to Oakland Hills, and as you said, with under a master greenskeeper, Mr. Cook, and then you go to Garden City. Before you become the head superintendent at the Rockville Links Club, what did you learn going from Deepdale to Oakland Hills to Garden City to Rockville Links?
I was just more and more involved all along the way. And, Garden City was doing a lot of work. You know, we put some drainage in greens. We did an irrigation system, built a new maintenance facility, all that type of stuff. It was project management. And seeing all that and being able to, just run all those projects. So when you come here to a course like this and you got a couple outside contractors coming in and you got 3-4 other projects opened up and underway this spring. You know, it's just another day at the office for that type of thing. And, in between Garden City and Rockville, I made a quick stop off at Winged Foot also last year.
Just another little track.
What's that?
I said just another, just another ordinary track, along your list
Yep, no, that happened to be just another one that just kind of worked into place. My boss at Garden City, Dave Pugh, pushed me to take the opportunity when the new superintendent, Steve Rabideau, left Wheatley, who I've known for years, got the job at Wingfoot. I was an opportunity you couldn't pass on to go and work on the West Course and help him run that in his first year up there. And, that was a huge thing that helped me get ready to become a superintendent this year too, seeing everything that goes on there and watching what he did in his first year.
That's amazing. That's some track record you have. It's unbelievable. Let's talk about the part of the job that people don't, most of the job people don't see in terms of what you're doing. They see the end product, of course, they're playing the golf course. What's a day like today going to be? What time did you get to the golf course? I know you're there with your beautiful partner there, your white lab Mia, and she's following you around the golf course. What, you know, what time are you getting there? What are you you know, what's going on? How are you getting ready for me, who's going to come down? Well, not me personally, but I'm coming down. The people are coming down. The club, the members of Rockville Links Club. What are you doing?
A morning like this, we're going out just trying to prep everything that we can. I get here just before 5 in the morning. The crew is getting here around that same time, and we're going to start at 5:30. Our first tee time here at Rockville Links is 6:45. So we get here, and I kind of get all the jobs divvied up, and we get everything set up for the guys so they're ready to go between me and my assistants and mechanics. Day like today, we just cut greens, rolled greens, cut some approaches, a few fairways, and then took care of traps. Weekends is mainly just a lot of prep work, just kind of going over, you know, mowing and, you know, doing all the fine-tuning just so the place looks good, not any really projects or anything. And, you know, crew works from about 5:30 to about 9:30 on a day like today, just trying to get all that stuff done ahead of play.
Fantastic. I want to talk more about, I'm going to shift things over into to things that maybe we can do as players on your property like that you have. But I want to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing building landscape firm serving Long Island for over 2 decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, regripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, we're back. Thank you for joining me. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. On the line is the superintendent of Rockville Links Club, Luke Knutson. Luke, we're talking about the golf course, and you're getting it prepared. What is it that people can do other than the typical fixture green, you know, your pitch marks and you know, replacing your divots or sanding them? What are things that people aren't aware of that they can do that will go away, you know, a long way in preserving the beautiful landscape that you try to maintain on a daily basis?
I think you kind of touched on some of the main ones, especially with the ball marks. That's a huge issue. You know, we always preach fixtures and one other.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the same with my crew. Whenever they're on a green, they need to fix at least two.
Right.
You know, you touched on filling the divots, replacing your divot, and kind of what we preach here and we're trying to preach is don't leave a lie that you don't want to be in yourself. You know, kind of leave it just as good or better for the next person so you don't catch that bad lie in a bunker or, you know, have to putt through any ball mark or end up in a divot. And I think one of the big ones for people is just raking their traps.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of going about it the right way and leaving it, and then you know, making sure you don't walk up the face going onto the green and pushing all that sand down, leaving a lot of work, and kind of the end of the day crowd saying that the grounds crew is going to get it in the morning and rake bunkers every morning. You know, I would always just touch it up and try to leave a lie that you wouldn't want to be in.
When you play golf, can you are you able to shut off the idea of, because I'm thinking about as I'm playing the golf course and thinking of things that I do or whatever, you know, are you able to take that superintendent's hat off, or when you're playing, you know, outside of Rockville Links, you know, and you're playing with your buddies on, you know, maybe playing in an outing or maybe just whatever, is it hard for you to take that superintendent's hat off, or are you walking around going, oh, you know, I would do this different, or this guy is crazy if he's, you know, thinking about doing that, or, you know, why is he doing that? Is it hard for you to just play around the golf without sort of taking that hat off?
It's real hard when you're playing your own course.
Right.
A course that you're working on at the time. And it is nice to go out and play like we did yesterday and just play it, because you're going through the hole as the players see it and everything. It's a lot easier than, you know, cutting across to go look at something that you know what you're looking for. But when you play other courses, I find it easier to shut it off and play, and you kind of notice the good things, and it's more, it kind of pops in when you see something, and you're like, that's a good idea, I could use that, or this looks good, I want to ask him later on, you know, what he's doing so I can help improve my place. It's not necessarily, you know, anything negative jumping out at you too often, or that when you're on other courses. It's more what you can use to help improve your own course.
Sure, sure. Talk about your blog. I find this thing, I'm a subscriber to your blog. You know, how did this come about? What are the benefits of it for you?
I kind of kept one professionally for a little while, just to kind of use as a portfolio and keep track of projects that we did. And right after I got the job here at Rockville Links, you know, I'm here in January to start out, and there's members that stop in and they have all these questions, and you find yourself kind of answering the same questions all the time, and you know, they talk about doing newsletters and all, you know, anything else to reach out to them. I just decided right away, about my second week after getting all these questions, it's just time to start up the blog and get people to subscribe and do all that. And it's just updates, and most of the time it comes about when I'm asked the same question. And usually you get two or three questions, you know, from some caddies or members or even my workers, why things are done a certain way. It's just a way to inform everybody and let them know what's going on. And it's kind of funny. You start it up in January, and you get people coming back, and they don't even notice that we're here working all winter long and everything. I think they kind of think it's like the pro circuit where we're, you know, we go down to Florida and work at a course in Florida and then come back here.
Right.
But which isn't the case for us. We're here year-round working, trying to get the course ready.
Do you think that there's a level, do you find it, other than being a digital portfolio, let's say, for yourself, you find it therapeutic for you to kind of reflect back on things, on how you did things, and maybe things you'll do different in the future?
Yeah. No, I think it's great. Just to be able to go and rehash kind of what we did for the last couple months, and also to be able to just show what we have done project-wise and all that.
Right.
And, you know, kind of the other end of that is my normal Twitter updates and stuff like that, and people that you follow. I kind of use that to network with other superintendents and everything also, just to, you know, see what's going on in the area. You know, any problems people are having, anything like that, kind of keeps you on your toes, and, you know, if you know anything, there's any issues right now at that point in time.
Yeah, that's a great communication method. And folks, if you're not following at LK Turf, that's Luke's Twitter handle, and the blog is rockvillelinksturf.blogspot.com. It's just, like I said, I find it fascinating. I've learned a lot in terms of what people do, or what people like Luke do, behind the scenes, after we leave or before we get there. It gives me a whole new appreciation, a whole nother level of appreciation for the game of golf and what it takes to put on, you know, to put out a product that people like Luke do on a daily basis. We're going to take one more short break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap things up with Luke Knutson, the superintendent of Rockville Links Club. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891, and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf.
ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, we're back listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. My guest today is Luke Knutson, the superintendent of the Rockville Links Club. Luke, what do you like to do? Where do you like to go and play golf with your buddies when you have an opportunity to? You have a favorite course that you've that you like to? Let's say you've played before. What's your favorite course you've played, actually?
Some of my favorite courses, I've been lucky to get on a few. You make some contacts in this industry. One of them back in Michigan is Crystal Downs, which is absolutely an unreal course, just great course. Another one in Michigan is Acadia Bluffs. And then out here on Long Island, I've been really lucky to get on a lot of these courses. I mean, a great collection. You got National Golf Links is great. You know, I've been on Sabonic out there, Friars Head, Deepdale, Garden City. I mean, the list goes on, all the courses I've been lucky to be on out here.
When you go to those courses, how much do you pick up, like, little trade secrets and stuff like that?
Oh, those courses, you just, all the attention to detail and just how everything's in its place and just perfect when you go around those places. You're just out there enjoying just a great track when you're out there playing.
Yeah, but I would say a lot of that is also rubbed off on you because there didn't seem to be much out of place at Rockville Links Club yesterday. It was in fantastic shape. I know we haven't had the best spring, and I know we've had quite a bit of rain, but the course is playing beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and it just goes to the how much credit does Mia get while running around the golf course there?
She gets a lot of credit. She's the boss. She leads me around the place. I just follow.
She's unbelievable, folks. This is White Lab, and she's just, you know, it's amazing. You know, you walk, she's around. You tell her to go in the car. She gets in the car, get in the front of the truck. You know, she's definitely your right-hand lady, I should say.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the rest of your day like while everybody's out there?
Oh, I'll be bouncing around making sure everything's good, and then this afternoon we'll be making sure that we don't have to put any water on this course. Still going to be kind of hot, dry, and windy today, so we got to keep an eye on it for the rest of the afternoon.
Nice. Well, Luke, thank you very much for joining us this morning, or joining me this morning. Really appreciate you taking the time. It was great to play with you yesterday, and then to sort of get the behind-the-scenes look. It was just unbelievable to play with a golf superintendent and to sort of see what he or she sees. It's just an amazing experience. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right. That was Luke Knutson, the superintendent of Rockville Links Club here in Long Island. Just one little note, if you can take the time, folks, just a little shout out to Oklahoma. They've had a rough stretch. Anything you can do to help, whether you text or donate to the Red Cross or whatever the case it is, just pray for those people. It's been a rough go for them, to say the least. So Oklahoma is always in our thoughts and prayers, given what they've been through lately. Thank you very much for joining me. I've enjoyed having the pleasure of your company. Appreciate you supporting the show. Thank you to the Rockville Links Club and Luke Knutson, the superintendent, for his for coming on and just being a fantastic guest. That's it for this week. Hopefully you get out and play. We'll talk to you next week. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.